Recording.
All right, let's call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
King.
Here.
Morris.
Here.
Stuber.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Trulo.
Here.
All right, join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we invite you, if you choose, to stay standing as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come here and hear the hearts of our community and to deal with the business of the village. We thank you for wisdom as we do that. We thank you, Father, for hearing ears and open hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, do we have any public comments?
Village one, and you can just speak.
Help me, Ryan. Where's that?
It's moved.
All right. All right, we have no public comments, so just do it. Oh, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to speak with Billy about, I've got a neighbor that's got tall trees,
uh-huh.
And I have trouble getting dish reception, and I put one dish in, and they'd like to upgrade my dish to a little bit bigger one, but it's on a temporary strip of property that the city owns, and I got permission 5 years ago to put a dish on a pad there. It can be removed any time. And they'd like to put a little bit bigger dish in, and put a 2.5-inch diameter pole in the ground to set the little bigger dish. It's a 4-foot dish instead of a 2-foot one in. And they'll have clearance to be able to aim it through the trees.
Okay.
At the same location on the city. It's on Lita Street.
It's on Lita Street. Talk to the guy right there in the back corner.
Uh-huh.
Just to make sure that it doesn't impede anything, but I don't. If you got permission last time, I don't have a problem.
I see a click right there. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see a problem with it, but just like let Matt take a peek at it, just to make sure it's not in some place where they might need a water line goes through there or sewer, you know, something important. So, anybody have a problem with? Just let.
No, me. I remember.
You remember? Okay, cool, perfect. Do you want to share? We're at engineering if you want to share.
I think we'll start with the motor fuel tax that we talked about last time. I think Matt put a map in your guys' packet. Basically, this is just with adjustments that he has proposed. And an updated budget, which is not part of the map, but I will update you on that. Originally, we were thinking about $140,000. At the end of the year, you guys will have close to $170,000. I think with the adjustments and everything we've got set up right now, it's closer to $150,000 for this, which would leave you an excess of about $20,000 at the end of the year still. Basically, I just want to run this by you, see if there's any additional comments on the map for the locations that we're doing. Same treatment as last year in most of the locations. Some of the, like, I think the dead end of quarry, we've kind of decided that we would just do an A1 treatment down there just because it's lower usage than some of the other ones. Other than that, more or less, I'm just looking to get, that's not formal approval, but verbal, I guess, that you guys don't have any comments on this, and then at the next meeting I would bring all the IDOT bid package and other documents that we have to send to IDOT to get approved before we can bid it. Basically, the open discussion, if you guys have any comments.
This will finish up that what we did last year, too, so that'd be nice.
Cover all the water.
Cover all the water stuff, yeah, and then cable stuff. And the... Any comments? Sounds like you're good to go on that.
Okay, well, I'll bring paperwork to the next meeting that'll you guys will have to sign, and then we'll send it to IDOT. They'll approve, and then we'll bid it.
Perfect.
Probably, I would guess, early May. We get out the bid, and then with those guys, usually it's just by the end of the summer, they try to get out here and get it done. We'll have a better timeline once we talk to them. Next thing we'll talk about just a little bit, Matt wanted me to kind of touch base with you guys on St. Ralph's School stuff. They have not issued open enrollment for the next year's funding cycle yet. Last year it was set basically to be, you had to have everything in by like November 20th or so. I would guess it's going to be the same for that. Last year we talked about the program that we had proposed last year was basically getting sidewalk improvements from the tracks to the school in various areas. There was some discussion about crossing the railroad tracks, crossing 45. I just talked to Matt a little bit about that. I said, you know, if that's something that we think we want to pursue as part of this, and if we want to pursue this stuff, I think we have some buy-in from the school district and from the township at this point. We probably need to make a couple phone calls just to the railroad and IDOT and just pick their brain before we get too far down the path to see exactly what kind of time frame we're working with. Because going through those agencies is typically, there's a lag once you start discussing things with them. And if at all, sometimes, especially like a railroad at grade crossing, sometimes it's a huge headache. So, and it'll, in some cases, it's like, well, people build sidewalks up to the railroad right away and then just don't touch it and just say, hey, well, you can get from A to B and we'll build on both sides of you. So, okay. I guess as far as that one goes, just any commentary on what you guys are thinking, if you guys think that's something you want to pursue, assuming IDOT is going to roll this out again. I've not got formal confirmation of that, but
yeah, I think to me that needs to be our main focus is crossing the highway there. One thing I did notice this winter when it snowed is right where we proposed putting a sidewalk straight across, they plowed a path right through there. So I'm kind of confused why we want to go clear north and over and back when obviously that's the path that they're taking because that's where they plowed snow.
Are you talking about on the school property?
On the school
there?
Property, yeah.
Yeah, and that, I mean, the only thing we got back from the school was just that they had their cross-country track there, so.
Because yeah. If I was a kid, I'm not going to go clear north down. I'm going to cut across the field.
Yep.
So I think we need to keep that in consideration.
Sure.
And there was some ideas with that, put a rubber section where the cross-country was or do something.
Yeah, you could certainly get around the issues with that, I would think. I've seen it other places. I mean, as long as it's well-graded and there's not a trip hazard there, I don't know mm-hmm. that there's an issue. But
and then we just have to firm down what they would help out with on price-wise.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would be kind of the school's buy-in side is yeah. If you can get them on board with it. I mean, that's going to be stuff on their property, which the initial discussion was anything that was on theirs, they would take care of it. Anything that was yours, you would take care of. The township would kick in there on
yeah.
Rocket Road. Just wanted to bring it up so we could start talking about it. And if you guys do want me to reach out to the railroad and IDOT just to see what kind of requirements they're going to have to try to do, perform the crossing improvements there, I can.
And might get some money from the railroad too. They might chip in or they might just be a pain.
Right.
So,
either
or.
I couldn't tell you. They're all over the board usually. So.
And I think I gave you a copy of the letter they sent to us last year.
I don't know if I've seen that. From the railroad?
Yeah, from the railroad. They gave us contact information and
okay.
Hey, if you guys need anything, funding or whatever. It's like a letter.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, and if you guys are thinking those are kind of what you want to focus on before we start jumping in and doing sidewalks and stuff, I can at least reach out to someone at both and just kind of get a ballpark idea of what their requirements are going to be and or permitting costs and things of that nature.
Okay. Perfect. That's a good idea.
And then, I think those are done unless anybody has anything else to say on that. This is just an update. We've got flow monitors installed for the San Jose Sewer System flow study. Troubleshooting a couple monitors now, but we're getting good data on the majority of the monitors. Flows, I mean, as expected, you know, they're higher than what your guys, we've only seen 3 or 4 days of this now, but they've been higher than what your guys permitted at daily average flow is, which is not a surprise. And talking to Doug down at the plant last Thursday we did the install, Friday we were out there, and the aeration basins were nearly overflowing, and their pumps were all running basically full out. So I think that's not an uncommon thing, especially with the rain event we had last Wednesday evening. Just wanted to update you guys on that. Right now, the goal is to, we've got monitors for 2 months right now, and we can extend that on a month-by-month basis. We budgeted for up to 6th, and that's really just for if we get good dry and wet weather flow data. If it doesn't rain for 2 months, then we extend it. If it does and we have good flow data enough to go off of to feel confident in determining some of the INI issues, then we can call it up for 2 months and save some money. So, but really, that very brief update on that, just they are installed as of last Thursday. And leading into that, I brought Terry Boyer with me from our office. He's a wastewater treatment specialist, extremely smart. I took him down to the plant.
Sure, set me up.
I'm setting you up. I took him down to the plant with us just to do a walkthrough, just to get some insight from him on just basic needs at the plant. He, Matt, and I went down there last Friday and just did a walkthrough, and then basically just from that, Terry's just got a little discussion to have with you guys about his thoughts, initial thoughts on planning for.
He promised me a taste test down there, but I wanted them to do it, but they wouldn't do it. So we got to take a look at the plant. I've been involved in wastewater treatment for the last 30 years, so we've got a lot of wastewater plants. Obviously, your plant is very old, got a lot of age on it, and as Tim mentioned, you're way over capacity, 40-50% over capacity. So what I had recommended...
Time out.
Go ahead.
Did you say 40-50% over capacity?
So your plant, permitted capacity. So that's just on flow. So 235,000 gallons a day is what your permit is rated for, design average flow. Your population right now is 3,400 plus. So that's 100 gallons per day per person. That's roughly 340,000 gallons a day that you have just as base flow coming in without INI type of issues. So that doesn't account for the fact that you may have lower organic concentrations, so maybe organically it's not as overloaded, but I would expect at that high of a overload for just the wastewater itself, the flow, that you're probably experiencing some stressing on the organic capacity as well.
Okay.
So that's what I was discussing with Matt, that one thing I've done for other communities is just kind of a high level overview of capital needs assessment or a capital improvement plan. Just look at the high level, what are the main areas, the main needs of the plant, and then create a plan, so you have a plan in place to address those needs over the next 5, 7, 10 years, whatever it might be. So I've done that for a number of communities. I did bring a couple copies of an example, just one that I've done in the recent past, just so you can kind of see what kind of deliverable you'd be getting out of it. So I'm proposing something in the neighborhood like $7,500, just kind of a high-level look at everything, and then it kind of gives you the long-term look at what the plan might be. It starts the discussion on what you're going to need for your wastewater plant, helps you think about other areas that you might want to bring in or other customers you might want to service that maybe are a challenge right now because of the capacity. So that's all I really wanted to kind of chat with you all about is...
So we did something similar to this a couple of years ago, but it was more to decide if we wanted to sell or not.
Okay.
And well, that was just our water system.
That was our sewer too.
Did look at both.
That's all I was gonna say.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Like I said, it's more of a high level look, and then as you identify what needs to happen in certain areas, if there's bottlenecks or particular urgent needs, then we can look at those in more detail down the road. But this was kind of a thought of giving you a high level look. It kind of puts a plan in place, gets you thinking about that you're at a probably getting close to a constraining point on your plant. As Tim mentioned, we went out there on Friday. Of course, I always pick the days when it's raining and sleeting or 105 degrees and 100% humidity to go visit a wastewater plant. So the plant was running, really near the top of those aeration tanks, which is not ideal. So there were a little splash over internally, but you know, so those kind of things, plus the age on it, looking at some of the electrical systems, you know, they're all, you know, potential issues with electrical code violations when you have electrical MCCs in the same area as sludge pumping facilities. So there's no separation of spaces, which our modern codes require to help protect against, you know, potential explosion hazards, those kind of things. So those would kind of be the high level things we'd look at, make recommendations for a long-term plan, and, you know, so you can start financially thinking about how you address those needs.
Could you size the generator for it too?
Yes.
Okay. That would be part of it.
Yep. Yeah, those are part of some of the needs that we saw out there.
Yeah. Because so. That we were kind of looking at was sizing the generator for the
right.
plant. And not that we're going to get one right now, but.
Right, but we want to know, you know, the cost of it, and
and I would really like to take the electrical out there.
Right. I won't say it's as frightening as other plants I've been at, but
it's old.
It's an old facility, so.
Okay. And, so it gives us an idea.
Yeah.
And I think also Terry can kind of come up with different options we can have down the road as far as what kind of different options.
Right. Yeah, I think we would look at, yeah, exactly. We'd look at the flows and loads and take an assessment on where the community's going, what's the potential growth path, and then some potential ideas. There's some a lot newer technologies out there. So for the Annville Sanitary District, they're actually a lot larger than you guys, but we're going to all new modern types of technology with membranes out there just because it will save a lot of footprint. You know, we can do stuff in existing tanks without having to add a whole lot more concrete. So there are things like that we can look at. There's
okay.
more modern treatment processes, smaller footprint, maybe make the life of your operator a little simpler, give them a more physical barrier to solids than depending on the clarifiers, which kind of what you look at is what's the capital investment you need now just to keep running like you are and possibly expand. And then how can we save money on that capital investment by maybe investing in newer and more modern?
Well, and Matt worked with ERH, so we've got, what, 20,000 built into the contract for upgrades a year-ish?
That's just for
fixes.
Not really. Valve replacement.
But it's kind of heading in the right direction.
Right.
We're starting to think about that a little bit more instead of getting surprises.
So yeah, like I said, just the thought of, you know, maybe giving you an opportunity to have a kind of a needs assessment that's has looked at everything for the long term. So,
okay.
Other than that, that's
any other questions, guys?
All I really wanted to present. And yes. If you're interested, if you want to do something like that, we can put together an agreement and Tim or I can bring it for the next board meeting.
And that's something we can also put in next year's budget.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is this something ERH should be looking at too?
I beg your pardon.
Is this something ERH should be kind of looking at with us too? Or is this going to be on top of them and what they're doing and how they're operating?
They're an operator. They're not really on the design side. So the fear I get from them is everything's fine. It's still working.
That's because they were here, a month ago?
Week.
And that's exactly what we got was... You've got some minor problems, but we're fixing, and we can maintain. And now it's you're above your permits, and
right.
tanks maybe overflowing, and
not they weren't
close.
There's concern.
Yeah,
right. So I mean, it's things we should look at for the future, and
the
I think
future.
This would be a good direction to go.
Especially if we add the trailer park in, because
right.
there's a couple hundred.
Yeah, I think we talked about probably about 50,000 gallons. I mean, not doing the measurement, just based on population roughly. So that's on top of your 320,000 versus your 235,000 gallons.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, I like the idea of putting in the next budget too.
Okay.
And that's something we can just get an estimate.
Yep. Yeah, I can send you a proposal and the
I think our
bills
need to be higher still.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Well, thank you.
Unless any more questions about wastewater, I love talking about wastewater.
And in that, in this proposal, will you give us ideas how much we should charge? If we're charging the correct amount?
I can, I wouldn't promise that for $7,500. We'd have to look at, you know, if you want something more than just a basic overview, we can do that. I can give you some options and show what the various fees might be, so you can decide, hey, let's do it all, or let's just do the first part, and then do a fee part, you know, next, so. Because it's almost an equal amount of effort just to think about fees, and think in, just in terms of, I could do a high level look at where you compare with the surrounding communities, and just do the basics on if you were to do these improvements, you need to raise your rates by this much. But then, doing a much more extensive analysis would just require more time and effort, so.
Okay, all right, thank you. Anything else? All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
I have this bad feeling that we're gonna keep waiting, 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 and then it's gonna be,
millions and millions of dollars.
It's gotta happen, then we're gonna have to figure out where we're gonna get $10 million to fix the whole thing.
I know.
I think we need to really look at increasing our and I'm saying this because I'm gonna be paying it too.
Yeah.
Right now, we're just still at that break even. You know, maybe
even with water, we'll break even.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, we're on that edge of catastrophe that something goes wrong and it's
millions of dollars.
Yeah,
and that's what's going to be discussed here in a minute with the water meters. Matt figured out if we did the 7-year plan on those, replacing all the water meters this summer, we could raise the rates $5.
$4.21,
and that would make our payments to and replace all the meters.
If you do 10-year, it'd be $3.17.
Yeah. But then again, it doesn't put us ahead. It just takes care of that one problem.
It just pays
for that one problem.
And if I can jump in, what I've done for other communities in the past is I've taken, you know, your budget for your water or sewer and looked at the various categories, right? There's, you've got, you know, chemicals, supplies, all sorts of different categories, and then each of those categories we assign a relative inflation factor, you know, whether it's 2% for one, say for chemicals, maybe for labor, salaries, etc. We use 3% a year, but then all those categories get adjusted. We parse that out for the next 15-20 years, and then we see what the revenue does. If you keep it steady, what's your shortfall, and then so then what's the rate increase just to keep up with those kind of expenses. And then we add on underneath that all the capital projects, which that's what the capital improvement plan or needs assessment study would show along those 15-year time frame where those capital projects fall in. So then you know, okay, we have the cash flow to do those projects, or you know what, we need to do a loan or something, and then pay the loan proceeds out of increased revenue.
And I think that would help us get grants too, because if we knew all of that going into it, and it's like, okay, we have X amount of dollars for this, and then we can go for the grant saying, hey, this is where we're at, and this is what I need. We're not going in and just asking for a blank check on the grants. I think that goes a long way.
This helps for matching funds when we know we can manage.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like to see us look into extending the TIF and adding that into the TIF district, too.
We've kind of talked about that.
Yeah, that's all we've done.
I know, I agree.
It's not too much longer, you know, this one's going to end. We've been able to do a lot of projects that we would not be able to do without it, and if that's a good way of helping to pay for this.
It's an idea. I mean, I'm not against it.
So it sounds like you would be saying create a new TIF district that encases the sewer plant.
Whatever works.
And because we can't add it to the current TIF.
We can extend the current TIF, but they said it was more financially beneficial to do a new one.
Because extending the current one, you have to get buy-in from all of the taxing bodies.
Yeah, but we're getting this information from somebody we pay tons of money that we never get the right answer on what is in the TIF. They're just telling us that, I don't ever see numbers. I don't ever see them do their job, actually.
You get a pretty brochure, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Once a year.
So,
and it's like we're forced to stay with these people. I would like to see some numbers. Hey, yeah, this, if we extend the TIF, this is what we're going to get, possibly. Or if we add a new section, this is what you get. This is your options. I just get, oh, yeah, you can do that. This is what you got to do. But then I never get anything past that.
What was the vetting process when we brought them in?
Say that again.
What was the vetting process when we brought these guys in to help us with their TIF?
He may not have been on the board when the TIF was created.
No.
Okay. Because it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's come up on the close. Mm-hmm. What, 5 years, 6 years? Something like that.
Yeah, close.
So 6 years, I think.
So, if the current TIF district does not include the sewer plant, extending that TIF district means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, and extending that TIF time frame, we would have to get buy-in from the school district, the fire district, the library, all of the districts that we are currently taking their money.
Yeah, I understand all that.
Have to buy into it. But if we start a new one,
I'm fine with all that. But either way, I've never seen written down, this is what it takes, this is what you're going to have to do, mm-hmm. this is what you could make. I know there's been talks about subdivisions possibly going in.
Yes.
The Oaks, you know, that's all stuff. Now that the planning board is here, they can intervene with us on that, and we can come up with a plan to do this. That's, if we're going to extend it, let's add on to it, let's do it correctly.
Right. And that was the point of the planning board too, is to get us a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. Right now they're stuck on ordinances, which they'll be stuck on that for a couple months. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
once they get through that, that was my goal with them. Is now we're going to move on.
Yeah, I totally understand. They've got to get caught up from
the years. But I think if we can, I agree. I'm all for that.
And even if we pay the park district more of that, the school gets a little more and the fire station gets more, we're still ahead.
Right.
Absolutely. That's still money we don't have.
Absolutely.
Or will not get.
I like that. All right. No plan. Well, thanks, guys.
Yep.
You're welcome.
I think, Matt talked with Sherry Lane at USDA last week, 2 weeks ago. She's a loan officer for the USDA. I've talked with her on multiple occasions. Basically, just funding opportunities for this type of stuff that are out there. USDA and IEPA are kind of the big ones. There are some other ones that are grant-based that are much more competitive and harder to get. Both of them rely on your median household income versus the states, and both of them, I think, grade your points based on what your user rates are. So I think right now at IPA, the NHI for Tawoma versus the state, you guys are too high to be eligible for what they call capital forgiveness, which is their grant program, but they run on a 5-year average. So
we're doing a new, they're doing the census right now.
Right.
So.
Right, and which, that's the one thing, right now USDA is operating on 2010 numbers, so as far as eligibility based on NHI, you guys are still under the state from the 2010 census, which is what USDA uses. But the other side of that is USDA will look at your user rates, and based on just a rule of thumb that is out there, and I don't think it's printed anywhere, they say 1% to 1.5% of whatever your MHI is what they consider an affordable rate for water or for sewer, which for you guys, based on that number, puts you at about $40 for an average user.
Per utility.
So right now you guys are closer to $40 for both water and sewer, just to put it in perspective. So even if you were to get grant funds, likely there would have to be a rate increase to show. Like from their side, they want to see that you're at least doing as much as other communities are to support yourself.
Well, and if we sell American Water, we will be at that.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I meet with them about once a year because they bring their numbers, and I tell them every year, I'm like, why would we sell to you? We're going to double our price.
Right.
Everybody's is going to double. And he's like, I know, but I've got to meet with you once a year and offer you.
Yep.
So, all right.
Yep. You guys have anything else? Feel free to get a hold of me.
Yeah. Matt, you know about the Elizabeth pump, right? It's still on here.
I haven't got anything
from here right now. Okay. All right. I think that's it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That email that we got, and Matt, have to correct me on this one too, on the drainage issue. There's not really anything we can do. They built that structure they have that keeps flooding is built below grade. Everybody got an email on a drainage issue. So Matt's going to offer him up some dirt, which really isn't our responsibility, but he has some dirt he'll offer him. They can kind of berm it a little bit, but
we're not going to be flooding the neighbors out, are we?
No, it's for that auxiliary structure that they have.
Okay.
But they're below grades. So we're just talking about that email with the drainage thing.
Yeah.
And so he's going to offer him some dirt, but there's not a lot we can do. The engineers kind of looked at it, and they just built that structure below grade.
And last year we went out there, cleaned up. There was a small sewer line. We cleaned it, tried to clean it out. Water was just coming out of the ground everywhere. I mean, that tile shot. There's nothing left of it. So, and it's in their yard. It's not within the right of way. It's in the yard. It ties in somewhere. We don't have any good storm sewers in that area to take that water. So that's kind of the bad spot there, and we can't push it back to the railroad because the railroad's actually higher. It looks like to me, by just by eyeballing it, and there's no ditch over there to run that to. So I just don't think there's not a good solution in that area right now.
We also got an email on, apparently our online maintenance request was clogged, and it got unclogged. So we got an email, was it December, January, from Joey Matthews.
He contacted me directly. We went out. That was taken care of in December.
Well, what I was going to say, though, is with that, that's not even our responsibility because it's not our storm sewer.
Right. It's if it's something we can jet out with the truck,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind doing that. If it's going out there, digging it up and replacing it,
it's
that's
not, ours.
Not our responsibility. I don't mind helping out with what we can.
Yeah,
and
we tried
that in another. There's another area, a commons area, Sterling, Whitehead, Deer Path. Same thing. We tried jetting from each direction, and that it's a little 4-inch corrugated pipe, and
they're squishing.
We can't get in. I mean, I don't know if we were hitting where they were stuffing their sump pump line in or what, but we could never get through it. There's a house that has water building up in the basement. It's like, I don't know what to do. I mean, it's not the correct type of pipe.
It's probably the same builder if you look at all those houses.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking to some of the residents out there, and some of them just put new lines in because they put the correct stuff in.
Yeah.
And the ones that I've talked to, it's like, well, it's our responsibility to get it to your sewer and storm sewer.
Does the plan show on the north side? Let me start over. On the south side of Walnut, on the north side of those houses, I'm speaking from experience. My storm sewer, there was an attachment there to go to the north. Is there stub outs for all those houses on the north side?
I don't know. I don't. Because there's that drain in the back. I think what had happened was they cut part of that storm sewer that was supposed to run down the street. So there's the low spot. There's two catch basins. Curb inlets right there.
Uh-huh.
They run directly north into that pond. I don't think there was anything that runs back east and west.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where yours ties in at.
I could show you.
But yeah. I mean,
so if you look, there's a manhole in my yard.
Okay.
On the northeast corner.
Okay.
There's a line just 4 or 5 foot down that came out of it there, that came in that I tied into there. With my sump pump and
that's
stuff,
not
so. What's that?
That's not sanitary.
No.
Okay.
No. Nope, I know the difference.
Now we know we're getting around the line.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to look some more into that. I
I've looked in certain areas, but I don't remember off the top of my head what some of those are.
But in short, that line runs in their backyards underneath their fences, mm-hmm. and it's not ours that they've stubbed into.
Again,
Matt's done what he can.
That's a 6-inch line there, but again, it's just a small corrugated single wall plastic pipe, mm-hmm. so it's not what it was installed for. The main thing that I can see is where the basement sump pump lines run into it. And that's kind of, from what I've seen, that's kind of what that's for back there. And I know there's like two inlets back there before it gets down to Condon.
And I think we televised that a couple years ago. Yeah, and it's the sump pumps are not saddled in. They're just like a porcupine all the way through there. So that's why when you try to jut it, it gets stuck.
Like I said, we've get through there and we'll get decent flow, but we've never got all
great
the way through there. So.
Yeah. So if I remember right. So that's kind of where we're at on that. And then, all right, nothing for the Elizabeth Station. The water meters. What do you guys want to do about the water meters? It's something we're going to build into next budget. We have how many not working? Or not, how many you have to manually read?
I don't know how many we had this last time. There was so much water. We probably had over 400.
Wow.
They were all over the place.
And how many do you need to replace, do you think? 400?
I think we have around 350 that aren't working, somewhere in there. So like I said, if they're full of water, you can't read them anyhow. I mean, it's...
So what was your figure on changing them all out for, what was that again?
I just did it. This was just a rough estimate. I did the 1,300 meters we have for 12 months. Then I did the 7-year. And with the financing we got for a 7-year payment on that, it's $460,000. Divide that out, I get $4.21 per meter.
Per month?
For
a year? For 3-ish, 3 years?
That's
for
7 years.
7, okay.
Yeah. If we did the 10-year option, it gets up to $494,000. That's with the financing. And it gets down about $3.17. So, you know, you're a dollar and change different for the extra 3 years. So.
And these are supposed to last 15 or
20?
20.
It's a full replacement after 10 battery and then prorated that next 10 years. I called them. I tried calling Mount Vernon. They're installing right now. I didn't get a hold of their guy. I talked to a company in Tennessee, I think it was. And said they've been using for several years and they don't have anything bad to say. So the worst part about them is their cycle for putting out new products. So they want to make sure they get it right before they put anything out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of...
I'm okay with that.
It's good, but it's kind of frustrating.
I'd rather have that than every 2 years we've got a new product and we're going to push this on you. Mm-hmm. We're not
right.
going to update this old product anymore because
right.
we got these new ones.
I have made a couple phone calls to United Prairie or... Grand Prairie over here trying to get see if they have anything on the antenna the village has. I haven't got a phone call back yet, so I am waiting on that information yet. So I called yesterday. You were supposed to give me a call back, but I haven't given it back yet. So
Matt, you said 460,000 7 years. How many meters?
1,300. 1,300. Yeah. 12 months. That gives me 15,600 times 7 years. 109,200. And then the payment would be $65,800 for that finance rate. Mm-hmm.
I think we should seriously consider changing them all out, adding 7 or 10 year to the water bill, and increasing that another 3, 4, 5 years to get us a surplus of money to pay for
20 replacements after
so long.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if you leave, and we're going to do increases too, but if you just leave that increase on there, we're saying both the school is, the schools are paid for, now they have a huge surplus of money, so they're turfing the fields.
But again, I mean, this can go towards, you know, replacing mains, this can, hydrants, upsizing mains where we're having.
Well, and get to a point where we're saving money so we can.
Exactly.
Oh, our 20 years are up. Okay, now we have 3/4 of this money anyways. We can look at upgrading again. I think I'd rather do that than keep doing this every year.
I agree.
We're not getting ahead by any means.
And again, this would just be we're not spending any extra. This is just paying for the meter system itself. So I mean, that's not, we're not getting any more benefit out of it. More than that 7 to 10 years than what the $4.21 with $3.17 is on that.
One of the nice things about it, once we got them all installed, if we got them installed this summer, that cuts your guys' time down checking all of them.
Right.
So it's going to save us gas. It's going to save us. Yep. And then that money.
It's also going to save somebody from getting a $3,200 water bill because.
Yeah.
They have a leak
that
they don't know about.
That's the best part about it. I think most people are okay with paying a couple extra dollars knowing they're not going to get the.
Pay it now, don't pay thousands later.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a daily thing. It's setting a report in daily. So, I mean, this is something we can say, hey, you know, you got something wrong in your house. You know, you better check this out.
Mm-hmm.
So, the thing I really like, because we had a few of those issues, frozen meters. It'll give you that temperature alert. So.
And, I mean, we've got down here for discussion and approval. I don't want to do this until next budget year, but we're right there now anyway. So if we do approve it today, I just want to, we'll plant it into the budget for.
Let me get a hold of them, find out 100% that we're good at the elevator before we continue on.
Okay.
I do have money in my water budget that we could buy the radio equipment. But again, let me find out from them, because they, like I said, that's like a 6 or 8 week lead time on the radio reading equipment itself. So
I assume you probably have that much in meters too, wouldn't you? With for 1,300 meters.
They said they could probably get those in 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
And then on the bigger meters that they don't have yet, we could put their system on it to read it. Is that right? Some of them.
The meter, I think, at the high school, we might be able to put a reader on that, but I don't know if we're going to get all the benefits.
Okay.
Do they need to come down and look at those? Make sure we get a good quote on those? I'm sure they just kind of walked through and did a general.
I gave them numbers.
Okay.
So this, I'm pretty confident in the numbers I have. Mike and I went out and looked at all the larger meters we had. I think they still want to take a look at some of the meters to verify sizes. But we are 98% sure on everything we got here.
Was that price installing them too?
No.
So we have that to look at.
You'll probably double that price.
Yeah.
Our guys are planning on installing them. So.
Okay.
Matt's thrilled.
I would say it'd probably take most of the summer to do, but it's something we need to do anyhow. One, find where they're at, to check the condition of the pits. So it's
well, if we have 1,300 meters and you're doing 400 of them, you're darn near getting half of them anyway.
Right.
So
right, and yeah, probably by the time you get there, you're probably gonna have another 50 out. So it's just one of those things that a lot of those are at the end of their life cycle.
It might be a thing with some retired plumbers maybe or something.
Well,
come on part-time to help.
Our guys can do it, and if we bring on some 18-year-olds in between college and high school, mm-hmm. or maybe some high schoolers are 18, they can be the second person out there to pull you out of the hole if you fall in.
Yeah.
So, because you don't want to do it by yourself. So, but.
Well, and you need to have two people anyhow, because you're writing numbers down. You know, you got to have the radio read numbers and all that stuff, the address and everything. So you're going to have somebody pretty confident that's writing all this stuff down correctly.
Allegedly.
We want the second summer to you for the weekend. We want the second summer tour to him for all summer.
Yeah,
she can just go out there and do all your writing.
Like I said, we were getting.
She won't be here for the summer.
That's right.
We're getting, you know,
car seat.
You know, 4 or 5 days this last summer. So, I mean, it but that was like one crew doing it. So, I mean, we weren't. If we could get, you know, a couple crews out, we could get it knocked out pretty quick. So, it's just finding out which houses have what size meters, because there are still a lot of them out there that have a mystery on when you get there.
And that's something we need to address too, because Deer Path, is it just Deer Path? Have the 2 meters?
I don't know.
There's a lot of houses, the newer houses, they put 2 meters in, one for water, just like landscaping, whatever. Do we charge them for the second meter if they're going to put it in?
Yeah, because they got charged for the first one. And those meters are supposed to be checked for backflow too. So.
So that will be something that we'll have to put into our ordinance or whatever. If you want a second meter for that, then you have to pay for it. And we're going to have weekend crews too, because a lot of those meters are inside. So just like a Saturday that mm-hmm. have a whole crew in. So
I think Monday to Friday. So I don't know if they want to find somebody to come to our house.
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult though.
Paying overtime for it.
But, all right, so those are the little things we have to work out too.
Who's the they? The company. I missed it. Are interested in buying these water meters from?
The meter is Camstra.
Okay.
And it's Irby is who the who we've been talking to. The meters we mm-hmm. prefer.
Those are the meters we saw here.
Those
are the meters we saw here.
Irby came in and Midwest Meter, which had the Badger meters, which is kind of the same technology we have right now.
We should be fine with the $1,300. Okay. The price will flux a little bit, because if we get in there and it's the little bit bigger meter. I mean, he knows, you said about 95% you're pretty sure of.
Yeah.
But that 5% that...
There's houses I haven't been in, so I don't know what they've got.
So we'll get a couple surprises. And they're not that much more expensive, though, are they?
I don't think they were. I'd have to look back.
So, I mean, there's a little flex. But when you're talking that much money, another 10, 15 bucks difference. And some of them you were going to change, weren't you? Didn't you... One of the houses, you went to a smaller meter, didn't you? I thought... Or maybe you got rid of their second meter.
I took a reader off, I think, a while back, but I don't.
Okay.
Because it wasn't working anyhow. So.
How many valves are we going to find that won't shut off the water to the houses?
One or two.
Do we need to get some of those on hand?
I don't know. Max and I, we got under a building downtown, and we borrowed a piece of equipment DJ had, which actually froze the pipe where we can change the meter then. That way you don't have to mess with the valve and everything. But.
Yeah, but if that valve shuts the house off, that's something we should look at replacing.
Right.
At least start getting a log of what...
I thought you meant inside the house.
No, outside.
Yeah.
Matt, do you remember when they came and presented to us? What month that was?
I don't.
Is it December or January?
December or January.
This year. I just wanted to go back and look at the proposal.
I think I updated, from that one, I think I got an updated quote from them, because we went out and verified the larger meters. So the larger meters that they have, I don't think they have anything over 3 inch right now, maybe 2 inch. maybe 3 inches coming out this next year, which is what would be the high school, and then Unity West, they have kind of a weird setup because they've got a 2-inch meter, then it goes to another meter that's got 2 meters, or so there's a 4-inch meter and a 1-inch meter sitting side by side, which you call a compound meter. Same thing at the junior high, and they don't have a meter before you get to that. So that one I can replace the 2-inch meter and be fine with. That 4-inch meter, that's going to be a while. But right now, I can still read that with my current software at the junior high.
So. Now, when you're talking replacement of the meters, are you also talking replacement of the lids? Cast iron or polymer? Because in their bid, the...
For... That should have probably just been for the Badger. That was $25 a lid, I think. That was like $25,000 just in lids. Something like that.
I'm looking at the cam strip. Right. But replacing the lids gets us a better, well, gives us a further reading distance.
They have two different ways you can do it. They have the meter that sits in the cast,
or then the external antenna. Right.
Which is the same thing, it's just another antenna.
And it sits on top of the... Right. It sits on top of the lid.
Yeah, it's pretty much just barely domes up on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You screw it on the bottom. But that stuff, we can drill the existing lids we have. So, I mean, it's just a little more time on our end, but we don't have to buy new lids.
Okay.
Figure out the finances. I think you continuing to do diligence for the process is great. Write something up. This is what I want. This is what it's going to cost. This is what I expect to save in the long run.
Yeah.
And then we have to find the money for it through rate increases or one time.
I make sure you include everything in that price, labor, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. What it really, really means to do this from the village perspective.
The crack sealing, we didn't do the crack sealing. You have money for that still, right?
I have additional money in my Streets and Alleys fund, so okay. I can do more crack sealing. I haven't got any formal quotes back. I think it was County Asphalt. I think they were the ones that did our stuff for us last year. It was $1 a lineal foot. He kind of said that would be the same price this year. I'm waiting for a couple more prices back. One was going out to measure all those. I had pretty much all the Whitehead. I've got Kinderwood, all the streets up in Kinderwood. I've got Bourne Street, and I don't have my map on me, so I have questions about. And then there's Lynchure Fields. So it just kind of picks up all the streets that we haven't done the slurry seal on, because a lot of those are still pretty decent shape. So it works great in certain areas. Certain areas where you have curb, not so good, because then you get the sand and the grit and the curbing cutters. So I'd like to go ahead once I get that quote. I have a pretty substantial amount in there that we can do this with, so I think it's the same, if not more, than what we did last time. So.
When they put that fiber line in over at Condit and Austin. Have you been by that way lately? There's a you know where they cut into the new road?
Yeah.
You put something in there before.
I put some rock in there before.
I think it's
rock and asphalt.
I think it's all out again.
I think
it's a huge hole.
It's pretty jarring.
Mike went out today, patch, and I don't know if
you think they should be responsible for fixing that, right? They made the they did it.
They said they would.
That and the yard, which I've been kind of waiting for spring before we.
Yeah, the yards are messed up. Especially Dodd's. Even Mark said that he would. Dodd's parking area.
He would attempt that for us, so.
What's going on there on Whitehead, across from the park? I know you got a complaint about it because I was in get my golf cart permit. And
there's a person that is the second house in on Reynolds from Walnut. That house sold. They don't have a garage. So they were going to put a garage in the back. No problem. There's a dedicated alley back in the back. So when they were pouring the concrete, that's when the alley got all tore up. He was hauling his concrete back there with the skid loader. Well, started hearing complaints from people on Vine about this is tore up. I told my kid ran over, stuff like this. It's like it's not a through street. This is just going to be back to this second house. And we got another inquiry today about putting that culvert in. Now, the culvert was an old water pipe that was been sitting out at the dump for years. So we put that, installed that today, which is going to help alleviate a little bit of that water issue anyhow up there, because that ditch was bad to begin with. So, but we added rock to the right-of-way line. Kind of told the person that, this is kind of your thing. You can add the rock back to the.
Is that truly an alley?
Yes.
To there? Okay.
Because we have water, sewer, and there's gas back in there. So there's, that is an actual alley. It's a 20-foot wide alley. So.
And then Stewart's DJ's retiring, right?
Yes.
Is somebody buying his company out? I guess, do we have a backup plan? So we use him frequently.
No, not really. We kind of dove in and kind of started doing a lot of our repairs ourselves. But when it comes to bigger projects, no. Jeff and I, we put that culvert in today. It wasn't hard. We cut a 40-foot stretch of ditch. It wasn't that big. So
you might start thinking about getting a relation with somebody if nobody's going to take over that business. Just to,
right.
I don't know if EHR does that kind of stuff, because we're
they would help out with
water
stuff. They would probably help out with some sewer stuff. With drainage stuff, probably not so much.
I'm talking, I guess, more for like water with emergencies. You got a major leak.
Right.
It's good to get those relations going now. So you're not scrambling, because it's not going to happen on Tuesday at 8 a.m.
Right.
It's going to be Sunday at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was one thing ERH was supposed to get back with me on the quote for the water stuff. Did sell the Ford dump truck that is now gone. We got one bid on eBay, and that's what bought it. So.
Please tell me they did not bid a dollar.
I haven't bid it except $4,500. So that was our price, and that's what we got. So.
All right.
Yep.
Lucky then.
So it is on down the road. And they seem tickled pink, so Maybe it was too low.
If you got one bid, that was good enough.
Exactly. And he actually came and looked at it before, right?
He came on Saturday and looked at that truck. So, yeah.
Well, we thank you, whoever you are that bought it.
There was a complaint, and I can't find it now. I was reading it earlier about a garage being built.
It's probably the one I just talked about.
Not having a permit, but they do.
They do have a permit. Everything ran through me.
Okay. All right, good to go. I can't find it now on here anyway, so.
That's the one on rentals. So.
That's on rentals, okay. Yep. I think the standing water run that I was talking about was, I don't know, I lost it now too.
On Main Street?
Part of it is too small, I can't read it. That's why I keep losing them. Oh yeah, there it is. Now I just found the alley north of Reynolds. Yep. I just found it finally. Made it bigger.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see anything else on here. Something else, too, I want to kind of look at, amongst all the other things you're looking at, is whether we want to do, if we want to buy culverts and have them install them, or if they want to buy the culverts and have us install them on some of the batter areas, do some kind of program, because that'll alleviate some of our flooding. I know culverts aren't our issue,
right,
but they cause the flooding. Which,
and we've cleaned, I mean, we'll clean them out if we can. Yeah. There's,
well, you guys were working on a bunch of them the other day.
We've got one up on Maple, and I think that tile is, that culvert's collapsed. It's like clay tile, and I don't know what we're going to do with that one, if we can actually force them to replace that.
But if we could do some kind of program, I mean, we could probably buy the culverts relatively cheap, or, I mean, either or. Maybe do something to kind of encourage people to start fixing stuff.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Do like a bulk purchase. We get so many.
Yeah. And we got storage areas.
We're the single purchaser, but we're going to get paid for it all.
I mean, and we still have probably still some of that water pipe out there, too, that we could maybe give
a couple.
Yeah. Slowly going away.
Yep.
Is there something along those lines? Would be nice.
Thank you.
All right, on the police department, we have two bids. We still have not gotten a price for storing it here. Brian's tried. The first time they told him, you need 7 servers, which we know you don't need 7 servers to store the data here. They really want us to go with the cloud storage.
If we had to have 7 servers, it's around $14,000 for the equipment.
And it would take us, 6 years to pay for it, 7 years? Without, if we'd use the cloud storage. Rick looked into one grant that we asked him to, and we don't qualify for it. The other grant is if we bought all of it, then we could submit it, and then we might get it, might not. It's a payback one. You don't get pre-approved for it. There's a bunch of paperwork that has to be done with it, which, if he got the paperwork to Summer, she could do the data entry to make sure it was all up to date and everything. But these are the two estimates we have. We have enough money for the $22,228, but that only gets the car cameras done. We can extend it over into the next year, and the body cameras, it's $25,613. Now that's doing their cloud storage, which I'm okay with for a couple of years to find out how much data we'd actually store, and then Brian would have a better idea what kind of servers and storage we'd need. The one grant we were looking at, I think you have to store it for 2 years. Store all of the camera footage for 2 years. That was one of the requirements.
Well, how does that camera footage, how does the Illinois Disposal Act work with
it's
camera footage?
It's in your policy. It's in your policy and it rots off after so long.
Right, but is there a specific requirement with the Disposal Act?
No. We are doing 90 days at U of I.
Okay.
Is what ours. I just read that policy today.
So glad I asked. I'm so glad you read it.
I know. It's 90 days and it rots off. Unless it meets one of these things and then it stays like death investigation stays forever or whatever. And there's different things and different things that stay longer.
Different categories.
And if it's a case, active case, of course it stays on there.
Right.
All that good stuff.
There's like seven of them.
Yeah, there's. I can't remember what all they are.
Okay.
It's a complaint. I've actually got it pulled up. Discharge of firearm, use of force.
That's
everybody
in the law. So.
Yeah, that's it's. There's a brick of text here. So,
good.
Lots of it.
But if we got the body cams, I will push for the interview cameras for a while because they could use the body cams in the interview room. It's not ideal, but it would get us by for a couple years until they have the money in their budget to do interview cams.
So why wasn't the interview cam put in when we built this building?
I don't know. That was my question. I brought several people in to talk about it.
I thought that was part of the reason why this building was built in the first place. Was
some
because
of the
they
reason.
Said that the village office didn't have meet the requirements for any of the now necessary recording.
We've videotaped in the village office for the boardroom. So, but it's nice when people walk in the middle of it. But we have the interview room, and that's all set up. It just doesn't have cameras in it.
So how do we record now if necessary?
We don't. They use a portable. He's got a portable camera. But more, 9 times out of 10, well, actually most every time, they take him to county and use their interview room, which kind of is time-consuming, and then you don't have an officer in town for however many hours that is.
And defeats the purpose of building a building with an interview room.
So the body cams would get us through that until they built the money back up at their accounts again and they could do the interview cams.
So are you saying that the police budget currently has in its equipment budget?
We're stealing from IT and not stealing, we're rearranging from IT and removing from equipment. I can't remember, it was like
Rick's IT.
And he actually has a camera budget, but we had taken a look. He had 20,000 in his camera budget, but we took 5,000 or 6,000 for that for another project.
Was it cameras?
No, it wasn't cameras. I know. Well, we cut that in the budget process.
Right.
It got cut in the budget when we approved it, we approved the budget.
So we didn't steal it after giving it to
him. No.
We stole it before
the budget
we
process.
Gave it to him.
And so he's got the money for that. We could squeeze this out too, but it's zeroing out several of his accounts. And if he has a car go down or if he has, I mean.
Well, here's my question. It's March 19th.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
April 30th is very close.
Oh, yeah.
May 1st is just around the corner.
And he's got extra cars, so I guess if he has a car down, we can push it to this sewage shed, put it in the garage.
Well, why don't we just wait for the whole thing until the next budget year?
We can do that.
And then we don't have to steal from anywhere.
Yeah.
And then he can get some cameras for that interview room, and we can get that.
And this system here.
All connected.
Will work. Essentially, you're using the car interface for the interview system for the data collection, but you can use whatever cameras you want to. That's what I liked about this interface. So we've already got a design and an idea for their interview room.
The question is, are the walls permeable enough?
That was
for
I was just thinking about the same
the
thing.
The camera on the body cam
to transmit
get
to
a car.
The body cams
have their own storage.
Cars out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
the system's actually kind of cool. So the body cam is it runs separately, but when you go out to your car, you link your body cam and your car together.
Okay.
They're all linked together in the report, but they're all recording separately. So your body cam is your mic. It acts as your mic for everything. So if we did this here, the 22, we'd have to get mics for them, which is in this bid. And then when we got the body cams, then they don't need the mics. So
okay.
It's just, it would be worthless we're spending a couple hundred dollars more on this, and we could just dump those into the body cams.
Right. Okay.
So
I forwarded you the email I had. That their last diagram kind of shows how everything works together.
It's a neat system. We have something similar at our place, and I think they have something similar.
Can you send it to me?
It's way different. Of course you do.
Actually, the interview stuff we have is way different.
It's nice.
So everyone's very user friendly.
Do we have those in here? Are these in an old tablet?
Yes.
Okay. They're a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Last meeting, two meetings ago. I don't remember now.
But so that's where we're at on those.
So this is a one-time expense, 22 plus and 25.
The only
plus.
Reoccurring expense is it $2,500 for the storage a year? It's on there. There's a reoccurring stint for cloud storage. It should be the same on both of those bids. They're pretty close to the same.
The cloud storage was different on the two because one of them had
40 more cameras to it.
Did Rick come, since I wasn't here at the last meeting, did Rick come in front of the board and present this?
He came in front of the board.
He's in the same way that we asked Matt to come in front of the board and present what he wants and why he needs it and the true expense involved and what that means for his team. We need Rick to do that too.
I agree.
And if he did that last meeting, I can look. Okay. If he didn't do that, then we need him to do that. When
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah. I already answered that question with her earlier.
Yeah. I didn't know that's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see the recurring, but I'm not reading it word for word.
And yes, I agree with you, Vicky,
here.
On that.
Oh, thank you. I missed the last
one. No.
I
like the idea of waiting until the end of April, and then Rick can bring all the figures to us.
Yep.
And
find money. And
this might be off a couple hundred bucks because their prices all went up, and then they went ahead and honored the old bid. That's why the numbers were all kind of funky last meeting. They went back and went back to the old prices.
There's something that looks at, does Mark look at these and say, in
with estimates?
Like the whole, not necessarily this, but when we sign an agreement with them for storage or something like that.
Does he look at the language of the actual agreements?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can. I mean, we've had him look at other agreements.
I know that can get pricey, but we might be able to negotiate some of this down too. Somebody just asked a question.
We've negotiated it down a little bit, but not much. They've knocked about $300-$400 off, but it's pretty much standard pricing.
They're going to negotiate down based on the amount you're buying. We're not buying enough.
Yeah, we're not buying that. You are correct. They're coming here and installing in our garage, and it was like $1,200 per day. And my thing is, are you going to do them all in one day? Because I don't want this spread over a day and a half. And they're like, no, we guarantee you that everything will be installed in one day. So, I don't know why they don't use their thumb. Like, there's several of them that do that. Punch their entire number in.
I don't know how they remember their entire number.
I don't.
It's a brain exercise.
You are completely correct. All right, so we'll push this off month and a half-ish.
Another question.
Did he find out anything on this?
Fifth dimension.
Actually, I did forward an email. The insurance company, you want to explain that?
I don't know what the overage was. I don't know anything about that.
That's what our question was.
Yeah, it was the bumper.
The insurance company went ahead and wrote us a check, even though they had, for the supplement, even though they had closed the claim.
Yeah, it was
I got a check in the United States.
It was a push bumper, I think they added onto it. So
I'm just kind of asking, there's a reason he's not here asking for significant items for his police department.
Yeah, this is the one meeting he goes to, the county meeting. So he's at the county meeting tonight.
Okay. And then our Hummer. I know it was basically free.
Yeah, but it ended up costing us.
But it's cost us $1,200 this year.
Yeah, and it doesn't get moved or driven.
And it's only going to get worse because it's a diesel. I mean, these items here are just going to go bad again because it does not get moved.
And that's discussions I had with them. They've got to drive it.
I've never seen it out. I was on the board for four years before I even knew we had
it. Made it in the parade.
I didn't know we had
it. I took it out once a month.
With diesel especially, it needs to be ran. It's got to be fuel run through it.
Well, yeah, that's why I said we park it up there and have the girls take it to the bank every day.
Read the meters with it or something.
Perfect. We'll be able to hear when you get done.
The signal won't go through the Hummer, but you at least.
Well, I told him to put a snowplow on. Because that thing is heavy. Just put a snowplow on.
So we need
the cops do their patrolling with the plow.
It sits.
So why do we have it?
It was gotten for search and rescue because we're members of search and rescue. And it was supposed to be an unarmored one, but they didn't have any. So that's all they had was the armored ones. So it was kind of a.
I kind of had an idea of letting the fire department use that for storm spotting or whatever.
Oh yeah.
They might give it out more.
It could be a joint vehicle like the ESTA vehicle. And I mean,
they have room to store that over there as well. So.
Or just get rid of it.
Could do that too and give it back to the.
That could be his $2,500 for storage.
I'm not against it because it's not getting used for what it was proposed to be.
I'm not either, but if it's just going to sit, it's just going to rot, and we're going to have to pay this just to start it up. So we got $275 for towing, and then $930
to fix something different.
Towing was for one of Matt's trucks.
Okay. Did that have to get towed though?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But no, I am with you on it. If it's not going to get used, it needs to go away.
I think we can probably make it more of a monthly maintenance schedule and of taking it out, using it.
And I've never
driving it up Soto and back or not, I don't care. But it has its uses. I mean, when 2014, I think we'll just after we got it because it hadn't been painted yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the only vehicle we were able to use in the snow to get in the snow.
We went and did a lot of rescues
We were out in that all day long and half the night.
And when it didn't get taken out for this, which I think it should have, when Muhammad had their shooting. If you look in the pictures when they finally found that guy down south, one of the departments down there had a Hummer set up exactly like ours, and that's what they're using to get back when they need to go. It needs to be loaned out more. It needs to be used.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, technically, it shouldn't cost us anything, but if it sits, how long has it sit since last time it was? And it's not going to start when you do need it.
Yeah. And on top of that, the four-wheelers are another issue. They get used once a year. This year, we loaned them out to county, and they got used at the concert. I think county's borrowed them for some search and rescue stuff. But still, they get used once a year, and they have carburetors in them. So my thought process was, when we get those are actually ours. We can actually sell those. Get rid of them, sell them, whatever. Get rid of all three of them. One of them doesn't run hardly at all. That's the one maintenance has. And then these two, maintenance firms got them to where they run pretty decent, but you still have to adjust the carburetor so often. We were using it for the concert. One of them was horribly rough until we finally got it adjusted right. I know, exactly. But that being said, we could trade those three off and get one nice Polaris or something.
Yeah.
Or something that...
I sent Rick a link, and it's kind of like a state bid thing, I think. It's through Sourcewell. So I sent him the link yesterday or the day before. Yesterday. I just found that, kind of got into their system.
But I mean, they're the same place though as the Hummer. If you don't use them, they are a pain in the butt to keep going every year. I mean, at least these are plugged in, so that the battery got battery tenders on them and stuff. But running them to the park, those I used to bring one of those home every so often and just run it up and down the road. And then I'd switch it out for another one, run it up and down the road and switch it out.
Put stabilizer or something in the fuel every once in a while.
Yeah, that was something the fire department could use as well. I mean, that would be a lot more use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's ideas.
So could you lay out for us what our actual options would be with the Hummer?
Okay.
I mean, I just mean, because I heard you say we have to give it back.
Yeah, to the feds, but
okay.
I mean, it's not a big
deal. It's not something we would be able to sell.
Yeah.
It was given to us, and with the idea that if we don't keep it, we have to give it back. Is that correct? Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
But the ATVs are ours. They came from the same program, but we've had them so long. Do what?
It was a different model then, too.
It's a different, but you had to keep them for X amount of time, and then they're yours. So those are ours. We can actually do whatever we want to with them.
Okay.
I don't think the Hummer we have to get back. I don't think we can keep it for X amount of time. Because
it's considered military equipment.
Yeah.
So it's a long-term loan.
Exactly. And they probably don't want it back because they're just cutting them up and throwing them away. So
actually, we'd send it back and somebody else would jump on it because it's already done.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good point. Cool. All
right. Make a motion to pay bills as is.
A second.
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Trulo?
Yes.
Okay, water extensions. We have the one water extension that we get. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is 7, right? So this is the 7th time we've had this one. I love being nice to people and helping people out when they need it, but it's $38, and that's normally what it is, isn't it? Around that much every month.
I guess the first question is, can we? The second question is, would it help him if it was on a different due date? I don't know if that's the right answer or the right.
No.
Okay.
So no.
Okay.
I kind of feel we're being taken advantage of a little bit.
Yeah.
So I mean, but that's up to you. I don't have a vote in this.
Here's a question, Brandy. With any of these extensions, has there been a time that the bill was not paid as agreed to on here? Like
last month was one of them.
Good question.
So we're given an extension with the understanding, and the requester is of the full understanding that has to be paid in full by 3:30, the specific day on this, which gives Matt and his guys time to turn off the water if that's not done, and this person still did not do that.
Correct. And I'm fine with saying this is the last one you're getting for a year. Ultimately up to you guys.
I'd like to do that. I'd rather make it clear on this one, give it to them and say, okay, this is it.
Because I think it's got to go one calendar year, and then you guys can waive one.
Yeah.
So until next April, you're done.
With the payment the person brings in on April 1st, are they paying a late fee?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last time, did we turned off the water, and then this person paid the fee to reconnect?
Off the water.
We didn't.
So we said we were going to, but then we didn't.
Must have been paid paid on it.
And sometimes
Friday
the water turnoff just kind of depends on the maintenance guys. If they're busy, I mean, they're going
to
get to it when they get to it. So, because we had 1 week where you guys were like a day late turning off water or whatever, and we got a complaint because you were late.
Make a motion to approve the water extension, water sewer bed extension for 305 North Long, with the stipulation this will be the last one for the
for one
calendar year from today, from March.
Second.
Second.
Buffo. I don't know if I love the stipulation, so I'm going to say no.
Payne.
Yes.
Morris.
No.
Stuber.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Trulock.
No.
Murphy.
Yes. All right, and then we have one more in here. And this is a continuation of the last month, the really high one. This is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the continuation of it. So... this should be the last one. It's for 117 East Daggy.
Motion to approve sewer credit for 117 East Daggy in the amount of $723.31.
Second.
Second.
Buffo.
Abstain.
Ping.
Yes.
Morris.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Trulock.
Yes.
And if you'll notice on this, on the very top of this, Brandy added a line that says total water bill, including water,
mm-hmm.
was $2,046.52.
Yeah, what threw me off last time was that was so
it was
high.
So
I'm like,
huge.
Is that the whole water bill?
It was ginormous, yeah. I feel bad for him. All right, regular session minutes for March 5th, 2019.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Do you have executive session?
Yeah.
They look
like this. It's like right here. I mean, like you're in front of me.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, for the regular ones, yeah.
Any opposed?
Make a motion to accept executive session minutes for February 19th.
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
All right, we don't have this ordinance, so it's going to table the lighting ordinance. One more meeting. That's never been sent out to all of us. I think, Anna, you're the only one that's gotten that on that ordinance. It's never been sent out to the rest of the board by Mark. So he always says he's waiting on a comment or something, which I think you've given him all
I
the
I gave
comments.
Him everything
I
that he needed.
I believe you have. So I'm not sure on that one. Approval of the engagement letter with Martin Hood, which we looked up what their price was last year, and this is
it's less
than last year, which is that's something we need to entertain though. It's a little late now to do it since we should be engaging them now for the audit. But if you guys want to go with a different auditor next year, I think we need to I think we need to approve this for them to go with Martin Hood, but then it gives us a year, and I think we need to get it on our sheet to look at another auditor for next year. Because I think it'd be good to switch it up.
I think it'd be okay rotating.
Yeah.
So, well, and the auditors understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are perfectly okay with that.
So I think we should go ahead and approve this, and then in the next couple months find another auditor.
Is that in our other packet? Because...
it was in last week's, or last month's packet. It was for, I think
yeah,
it was 15,000 flat,
yeah.
Wasn't it? There it is.
I have it.
She's got the paper copy.
15,540.
Mm-hmm. And I think this year, Randy can certify it, so we'll have to pay the extra...
$15,450.
$300 or $400 it cost, or a couple, wasn't even that much.
$15,450. And that's an approximation. Motion to approve the Martin Hood engagement letter for the fiscal year 18 audit.
Need a second?
Are you sure?
Yeah, because it's fiscal year is the year that, or the year that it ends in. So right now we're in fiscal year 19.
Yes.
So it'll be fiscal year 20. Or, yeah, 19.
Yes, 19, not 18.
Yeah.
Yes. A second.
Oh, in the amount of 15. Okay, so 15, the approximation is 15,450.
Yeah.
Not to exceed what?
16.
Perfect. Not to exceed $16,000.
And that way, if we need someone to certify, then it's already built in. She should build it.
Buffo.
Abstain.
Ping.
Yes.
Morris.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Trulock.
Yes.
And we've got nothing on the water contract from ERH, so still waiting on that.
Now that's water service.
Water service, yeah. And
not the wastewater.
And they might be able to pick up where DJ left off.
That was one of the options we were talking about with them, whether they can help us out on a main break or something like that.
They even said they'd be more willing. They even said they'd be more than willing if, yeah. Yes.
And their prices weren't bad. I mean, just like their hourly price wasn't too crazy.
I don't remember what the pricing is, but that was something they were going to kind of break down a la carte on different options with hydrants and flow testing.
We have no special permits, anything for executive session. No. Next meeting, April 2nd. Anything for the good of the order before we close? All right, any motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Perfect.
And yes, don't forget to vote.
Are we voting?
In April.
Oh. Okay.
That will be coming up.
April 2nd.
April 2nd, yes.